different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema apologizes for load shedding, promises solutions soon. John Sangwa steps away from legal practice to pursue politics. And in international news, Madagascar president, he says, attempts to seize power underway.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has apologized to the Zambians affected by the ongoing load shedding, assuring that this crisis will soon be a thing of the past. Speaking when he addressed the Lusaka province UPND leadership, President Hichilema says Zambia had entirely depended on hydropower for over 50 years, neglecting investments in alternative sources of energy, which the UPND administration is now addressing. And the head of state has appealed to party members to vote and give support to their civic leaders, including members of parliament and council chairpersons, among others, stating that independent members of parliament cannot be trusted. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has directed all MPs, councillors, chairpersons and district commissioners to work with party members in utilizing the 40 million Kwacha Constituency Development Fund allocation for 2026 for the betterment of the country.
This is one subject which is giving me sleepless nights, and we are working very hard. I'm sorry about a lot of our people who are having load shedding, but we're working hard to do what the country didn't do for 50 years. What should have the country done? The country should have invested in solar where back. We didn't. Now we are investing in solar. We didn't invest in coal. We only invested 300 megawatts. This time, under your leadership, we, your servants, we are now in Mamba alone putting another 300 megawatts of coal.
And UPND National Chairperson Collins Maoma has disclosed that the party has agreed that going forward, only party officials in possession of voters' cards will be allowed to attend party meetings. Constitutional lawyer John Sangwa has, with immediate effect, stepped aside from active legal practice to pursue politics. Mr. Sangwa, a co-founder of Simeza Sangwa and Associates, has described his departure from the firm after more than three decades of service as a personal sacrifice for the greater purpose of Zambia's renewal. He said his decision is driven by the belief that Zambia's rebirth requires a moral, civic and institutional awakening. In a statement, Mr. Sangwa has announced he will focus his efforts on mobilizing citizens across the country under the Movement for National Renewal, a civic initiative dedicated to rebuilding the nation on the foundations of integrity, truth and constitutional discipline. He has clarified that MNR is currently a civic platform, not a political party, due to legal and constitutional considerations. And Mr. Sangwa says MNR's immediate goal is to build a community of 1 million Zambians committed to national renewal and constitutional values by 31st December 2025. He has emphasized that once this milestone is reached, citizens will collectively decide through broad consultation whether to transform the movement into a political organization that can give their ideals formal political expression. Police in Siyavonga have recorded a case of attempted murder involving a 69-year-old woman identified as Evelina Manyewa of Habuchi Village, Chief Simamba. In a statement, Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxencio Daka said the incident occurred on October 11, 2025, around 22:30 hours, and was reported by Munyama Ward Councillor Special Mulaziki. He said Miss Manyewa was attacked while sleeping and shot in the face at close range by two unknown assailants. She managed to identify one of them as Chinda Chatungwa, who was allegedly armed. Mr. Daka said she was found conscious in a pool of blood and rushed to Siyavonga District Hospital, where two pellets were removed during surgery and her condition is stable. The Ministry of Local and Rural Development has commended the Lusaka City Council for taking prompt action to launch investigations following a video circulating online involving a Lusaka City Council officer and content creator, David Akonzada, at BH Market in Lusaka. In a statement, Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga has clarified that vlogging does not require a permit from the council. She has also acknowledged the growing role of digital content creators in shaping public perception, promoting tourism and fostering civic engagement. Ms. Kanyanga has added that the ministry is open to engaging Mr. Akonzada in a constructive dialogue to strengthen understanding and collaboration between local authorities and the creative community.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has emphasized the government's commitment to ensuring that Zambia is not labeled as a country plagued by illegal mining. Dr. Kabeta has emphasized that the ministry is working to reduce illegal mining through a formalization strategy which serves as the core model for addressing the challenge. Dr. Kabeta has further noted that it is essential that all minerals produced through formal mining channels are properly accounted for and managed to support Zambia's broader economic and development goals. He has stressed that those who fail to comply with mining laws will be thoroughly inspected and held accountable.
It is important, as we talk about reducing the illegal mining activities in the country that we are using, and ensuring that they are all involved in safe mining activities. And that model is anchored around the formalization strategy. And whatever they produce, there is need for us to trade it formally, so that government can say, yes, we are getting value from the mining activities. We must not be seen as a country of illegal mining society. We need to get value. We don't want young people to go and commit suicide in their respective areas. And those who fail to comply with the law, they will ensure that the law visits them.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The office of Madagascar's President Andry Rajoelina has said an attempt to seize power illegally and by forces